The exceptions to this would be clinics with two or more doctors. They should have enough space and equipment to support two separate teams to cover the early and late rush hours. It's true that when your office hours are not 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you've reduced your market share for ideal prospective employees. Watch how these problems begin to compound and play off each other. For example, if you have unacceptably long hours, you're going to directly impact the number of potential quality employees you have access to in another area. I'm talking about geography. The longer your office hours run past 5 p.m., the smaller the radius around your clinic is that a good employee would be willing to drive on an ongoing basis. Throw in marginal wages, and you've knocked yourself out of the market for great workers. All right, let's talk about number four, location or geography. As I just mentioned, the distance that an employee is willing to drive to work each day is directly determined by the time of day that they're expected to be on the job, or the number of hours. The longer the hours, the shorter the acceptable driving radius. I realize that each part of the country is a bit different when considering acceptable driving distances. In parts of California, the acceptable distance may be only 5 miles because that could involve over an hour in traffic each direction. Even great employees can find themselves desperate for a job that they will quickly shed as soon as they can find a closer employer. If you find yourself consistently losing staff after about 1 to 2 months, it's likely that you're hiring staff from outside the sustainable driving radius of your office. All right, let's go on to number five, hostile training conditions. This problem is just as its name implies. You have a team that feel they're at liberty to put new employees through a process similar to a sorority hazing. Many of these people feel that they were thrown to the wolves when they were first hired and feel it's important that every new person be treated with the same abuse that they endured. Yes, there are those that will say that if the new person is any good, that they'll survive the training grinder that your team has constructed. I disagree. I think it's the same market share principle at work. It's true that there are some highly skilled people with great personalities that are also as tough as leather, but they are few and far between, I can promise you. The more specific and rare qualities your office requires to thrive, the fewer potential candidates there are that can fill that bill. This is another cause of employee turnover that typically manifests itself by extremely short stays in the practice. In other words, the new recruits quit after 2 or 3 weeks. This could be a problem. I've often been asked who should be the designated trainer, or if there should be a designated trainer in a practice. Most doctors want their most effective person doing the training in hopes that they will pass on the abilities and special skills that have made this trainer so valuable to the practice. I would only agree with this practice if this superstar human trainer is also compassionate and supportive of the new hires during this vulnerable stage of their lives. When I say vulnerable, I'm talking about that time when new employees suffer from not only being disoriented and clueless, but also feeling like an outsider in the clinic. I titled this section Training Abuse, but at the heart of this problem is another version of the same malady. You have a great worker who is so difficult to be around that she even runs off seasoned employees from your own practice. We classify this great worker who abuses his or her coworkers as an attitude case. In a few moments, you're going to learn our prescription for such people. If new hire abuse is going on in your office, move swiftly to end it. This is reducing the pool of prospective high-quality recruits that you have available to your practice. It's better to have someone trained by a less-than-stellar producer and make them feel supported in the process than it is to traumatize them at the feet of the great one.